Okay, it is very good to have you with us. I'm Jane Dutton. The time is 11:37. We are talking sharing space where friends will still keep in touch with my ex and how do you go about it. So this is from somebody who really needs advice from our listeners. This is the story that we've got. I dated my ex for about 6 years and we formed a friendship group with my friends and their partners where we were all just a group of young people hanging out. My ex and I broke up this year and it was because of something he did that really hurt me. I'm trying to get over him, but healing is difficult. What has added to my pain is that my friends and their partners have remained friends with him after the breakup. They've hung out with him and seen him with different women that he's been dating or getting to know during this period. Am I wrong for being hurt by this? What does this mean for my friendship with these people? Please help. Can you help? What are your thoughts? How should they go about this? I mean, it's pretty rough, isn't it, to know that you've lost your partner and possibly losing your friends. So get in touch with us, give us a call, send us a WhatsApp, and we will get you online.
For more about 702,
go to primemediaplus.com.
It's 21 minutes to 12 o'clock, and that was Jane Dutton there saving us and coming to our rescue. As you can imagine, live radio has got these ups and downs. And we connect, reconnect, and because there's so many people here, I suspect, I'm not a technician or any clued up at all about IT matters, but I suspect because we have thousands of people in our vicinity, it may be affecting our connection. But hey, I'm not an expert. Thanks, Jane. Very interesting one. Jane was reading a very interesting engagement from one of our listeners who was complaining, and you heard what she had to say. Please give us a shout. Maybe you want to help her out. You are most welcome to give us a call on 011-883-0702. So you're dating someone and you have been friends with their friends and you've developed a circle of friends. You hang around together, you go to parties together, you attend children's birthdays together, and out of nowhere you break up. It hits you hard. And then all of a sudden your friends are starting to hang out. You've broken up with. How unfair is that? I think that's unfair. Those are not real friends. How do they hang around with someone who broke your heart? Well, that was a question that came through to us from one of our listeners who needs your help, your advice, your expertise, social skills. Let me read it to you very quickly again in case you missed it. It says, I trust you well. I need your advice from I need advice from your listeners. I dated my ex for about 6 years and we formed a friendship group with my friends and their partners where we were all just in a group of young people hanging around. My ex and I broke up this year and it was because of something he did that really hurt me. I'm trying to get over him, but healing is difficult. What has added to my pain is that my friends and their partners have remained friends with him after the breakup. They have hung out with him and seen him with different women that he has been dating or getting to know. For me, am I wrong for being hurt by this? And what does this mean for my friendship and these people? Please help. I think, you know, I know you didn't ask me to help you, ask the listeners, but let me throw in my two cents. I think your friends are betrayers of note. Just give them a name and call them Judas, all of them. How do they do that to you? The guy broke your heart. Listen, I could be wrong. Maybe you have a better advice for our listener here. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, send a voice note or text message to 072-702-1702. Speaking of which, this one says, my own sister became friends on Facebook with my abusive, cheating ex-husband. Ha! Huh. Am I wrong in feeling I've been stabbed in the back? No, you're not wrong. I think a loyalty should have been to me. I feel so exposed because he has access to my life via her. This is even worse than friends being friends.
As Tabo was saying, live radio, this is what you can expect. But you know, if we keep bouncing back and forth between each other, that'll make it exciting as well. Thabo was right. I mean, he was just saying that it seems as though your friends have been possibly a little unfaithful to you. But I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Give us a call. In the meantime, let's listen to this voice note.
Hi, 702. My advice for the lady would be to cut her losses and move on. Make new friends, love, enjoy life, try and get over it. You know, in time she'll feel better. And I think she'll meet someone that will appreciate and deserve her. And I think she needs to realize that the friends that she's talking about was his friends, not her friends. That's why they're still hanging out with him. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
We've also got a caller on the line, Kamo, who wants to speak to us. Basically, while we're getting you set up, you think it's unacceptable conduct by friends, but let's bring you in, Kamo.
Yes, hello, 702 listeners. Yes, I've experienced something quite similar. Well, it's not in terms of a relationship that has love involved in it. It's basically, I had a former best friend, so he had friends that he's introduced me through over the years. I have friends that I've introduced him through over the years. And then basically we split up as friends. And then there's still people who want to hang with him and all of that. And my position is quite clear. You are my friend. You're not that guy's friend. I'm the one who linked you up. So if I move, you move with me. Same thing to be said about what's happening with the lady. The audacity of people that she introduced this guy to after a breakup to still hang with this person is totally and utterly unacceptable.
So what do you think the conversation should be? What should be said to those friends?
No, she should confront those people and basically tell them, listen here, I'm your friend. This person was my mother. And I want to warn people, this is why I always say, do not make your friends with your lover, vice versa. Because of this type of thing, when I go out with my woman and we go to an event and my friends are there, she doesn't go sit there with the girls. We sit together. She's not their friend. She's my lover. She's my friend. I don't give them access.
Isn't it hard to get that balance right, though? Because you want your lover to bond with your friends. You want to create a good environment and you want everyone to like your lover. I mean, holding them back, can't that...
We will bond together, but I don't want it to be a situation where she's lovey-dovey with the female people who are involved with my friends and so forth. It can't work like that. My friends are my friends. Her friends are her friends. We can hang together, but she must be with me at all times. Not sitting there with the ladies for 6 hours and they start gossiping and people start building relationships. Because that's the challenge, that if things don't work out, you have this problem of she's friends with this one, he's friends with that one. No, people must separate. Separation of powers. It's time to go. I don't operate in that narrative. If you introduce
okay, well,
me to
thank
somebody
you very
and
much
friend,
for
you
your thoughts. Let's listen to some voice notes. But I'm just wondering what you think about that last caller as well. Should you be keeping your friends and your lovers separate? Surely you start a relationship, an emotional, passionate relationship, assuming that it's going to last.
Good morning, 702. Yes, this is my advice to you, Anonymous. This is a lesson to you to always create your own circle of friends, and your partner must also have their different group of friends to avoid such, because now you can't all of a sudden expect your friends to disconnect from your partner. They were his friends too. So lessons learned, don't do it again. Thanks, bye. Tembi?
Something is not right here. How can all your friends be against you and side with what used to be your boyfriend? I mean, they probably know what he has done to you. Not unless you are the woman who did something to him, hence the friend remain with him. Thank you. It's Nimrod here.
Yes, maybe we need a little more details about what was done. Maybe more background needs to be provided. Maybe there was some sort of massive fallout. Maybe your friends didn't like what they were seeing and sided with the ex. Could that be the case? Obviously, you know, there's always three sides to every story, isn't there? Your side, the other person's side, and the truth. So, you know, maybe we need more information. I'm also wondering what you think about, you know, keeping your friends and your lovers apart. We touched on a little bit, you know, beforehand. I love it when my friends become friends with my partner, but I do like to live a separate life from my partner, in the sense that you can go away with your friends and your partner can go away with their friends and you come back feeling refreshed. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Lucas is on the line. Hello, Lucas. Tell us what you think about what should be done in this type of scenario.
Good morning. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Lucas. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I'm saying I really think we are human. And at the end of the day, if I were to introduce someone to somebody else, irrespective if it's a friend or it's a lover, or some, so those people, they click. And then even in my absence, if they still have that bond, well, I should not come and dictate as to why are you still friends with those people? Because at the end of the day, remember, when we started, we had good intentions. Then when I was introducing you to this new person that you did not know. But now, if me and you, we are having a fallout, it has got nothing to do with you and the person B. Because I'm the person B now, but the person A being you and the C, it has got nothing to do. You are not having a bad blood. At the end of the day, if I have a problem with you, that does not necessarily mean you are having a problem with the person C. So it really does not make sense. So I think,
There's a little bit more going on.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you become friends with somebody else in their circle and the relationship ends, I mean, why can you not continue to be friends? Obviously, you've got to be sensitive to the friend that introduced you in the first place, but you could still be friends. Don't see
why not. You could still be friends because you've got nothing to do with that other person, and then you could still be friends with this one that introduced you, but really, you don't have a problem with the other one. So I think she's being unfair.
Yeah, and the person who introduced them, you should feel proud that you introduced two people who end up liking each other.
Exactly my point.
Thank you for your call, Peter. We've got a couple of voice notes to play.
No, guys, if you move, I must move with you. You introduced me to that person, which is she's your friend. So now, due to whatever that happens, I must also get crossed. I must move with you because you're no longer talking to this guy or that lady. Ah, come on, guys. No. It doesn't work like that. Johannes from Pretoria. Thank you.
Hi, Tabo. It's Lucky here. Tabo, I think we're getting it all wrong now. The fact that we're in a cycle of friendship doesn't mean that, like, just because now in our cycle you're dating someone, whenever you break up with him or her, then we all have to break up. No, it doesn't work like that. You know what is it that, like, glued you to the guy or to her? So we're not getting involved. We're here, our common factor here is friendship. So if our friendship is still nice, then we don't have any reason to break it up. We are loyal to our friendship, not to your love relationship. We are also your friend. If you broke up with that guy for your own good, that is your own good. That is what you want. You know what you want for yourself. So it mustn't include ourselves.
Hi, this is Vernon from Florida. How can you tell your friends should be friends with or not? No, if your boyfriend or your girlfriend or wife, whatever, becomes friends with them and you break up, it's not their fault. And they keep staying friends and you don't like it, then lose your friends. It's just as easy as that. It's their choice who they want to be friends with, not yours.
So what do you think about those comments? It seems the majority of people think it's okay for you to continue being friends, or your friends to continue being friends with your ex. And obviously it's going to be a little bit painful when you see your friends hanging around with your ex and their new partner who isn't you. But we've all got to grow up and think that, you know what, we move. And you know, relationships morph, relationships change, relationships develop. And they mature. Nobody is the same. I mean, you know, this original letter is from somebody who dated somebody for 6 years. And everybody changes, even within 6 years. So, you know, relationships die. Love relationships die. Friendship should always remain, you know, if you've got a strong bond with your friends, that bond shouldn't break. But maybe you need to have mature conversations with them. Say, listen, this is uncool. Can you maybe tone it down a bit, or, you know, involve me? Tell us what you think.
Hi, 702. This is Melissa. I just think, first of all, to Anonymous, never introduce your best friends to your guy until you say, I do. The reason being, anything can happen, and at the end you get disappointed because you all become one family. That's the thing. So I just think that next time, make sure that you don't introduce your best friends to your partner until you say, I do. Then you know that you're one family. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I think in life we have choices. You have choices to be with whoever you want to be. Just because one is disgruntled, it doesn't mean that I also need to be disgruntled. So the lady and the gentleman, they had a fall off in their relationship. It mustn't concern the friends. If the friends choose to be with the other or with both of them, it's their choice. So it's either you take that or you decide what you want to do. Again, the lady has got a choice. She can either choose to be with those friends or either move on. But now if she starts saying they are still hanging with my ex and they know the girls that she's been hanging with, sounds like one jealous lady. It doesn't have anything to do with who's hanging with who. This sounds like jealousy. Thank you, ma'am.
Jealousy, so many factors, right? Somebody saying you must wait until you say I do before you introduce to your friends. And we're going to pop over to East London. Thabo, I believe you can hear me now.
I can hear you, Jane, and I was just wondering, what do you think, Jane? Because I seem to be taking a different opinion to you. I think those people, I mean, I can't call them do that. If they hang around with you and you and I broke up, what do you think, Jane?
Oh, I mean, it's a hard one. I think we need more details. What was involved in the breakup? How acrimonious?
Typical journalist. Typical journalist.
Fence sitting. Is that what it is?
It is. It's exactly that. It's exactly that. But Jane, I mean, we've been doing a tennis ball match here from East London to you back in Joburg. That's the beauty of live radio.
It's lovely, isn't it?
And the president is about to talk here to give a speech at 12, and as you know, we're here because of extended public works program. And so we are coming to the end of the show, and I'm sure we'll be getting more news from Eyewitness News as regards to this event.
Indeed. Thanks, Tom.